HQN Books and Harper Audio present Wildflower Season by Michelle Major, featuring the bonus story A Carolina Promise by Michelle Major, performed by Carly Robbins. Chapter 1. Another Round. Emma Cantrell smacked her open palm onto the worn oak bar top, her gaze focused on the empty shot glass in front of her. Please. She didn't meet the bartender's sympathetic glance. There were plenty of people who had it worse in the world than Emma, even if her life was one sloppy, soggy mess. She traced a finger over the nails on her opposite hand. Pre-Magnolia, her hands had been soft, and her nails regularly manicured. Now her polish was chipped to the point of being almost non-existent. Her nails were uneven and ragged, her skin in sore need of moisturizing cream. She turned over her hand to study the blister that had emerged yesterday as she spent hours raking pine needles from the front yard of her new house. The house that seemed bound and determined to pull her under.
Do you want me to call your brother?
Al, the kindly gray-haired bartender, asked as he placed a short glass of amber liquid in front of her. Good Lord, no. The last thing Emma needed was for Ryan to come and rescue her. Again. This is my last one for the night, and I'm walking home. It's all good.
If you say so.
Al arched a bushy brow but didn't argue. Although it was clear nothing about Emma's current situation could accurately be described as good. She was sitting in a local bar in Magnolia, North Carolina, unshowered and sticky with dried sweat caked to her skin, her entire life spectacularly wrecked by 5 long days of pounding thunderstorms and devastatingly high winds. Coming to Magnolia and buying the dilapidated house once owned by famed artist Niall Reed was supposed to be the start of a new chapter, a reclaiming of her life, a fresh start. Instead, it had quickly become a mess of epic proportions. A 100-year storm was what the insurance adjuster called it when he came to survey the damage to her property, one that hit well before hurricane season could be expected to start. I told you so, was what her mother had said when she called last week, censure and repudiation tightening her tone. Someone climbed onto the bar stool next to her, and Emma kept her gaze straight ahead. She didn't want to talk to anyone tonight. Or ever. Then the smell of freshly baked cookies wafted toward her, not a typical scent for late night at the local pub. She glanced over to see a woman who might be near her own age. The woman turned and offered a watery smile. I hope you don't mind company. Emma did mind, but the delicate redhead's eyes were so miserable, puffy and bloodshot, that Emma couldn't bring herself to say so. It would have been like kicking a puppy. She glanced down the row of nearly empty bar stools. There was one other man who had bellied up to the bar, but he sat at the far end, stroking his beard and gazing into his empty pint glass, like he could will a refill to appear. Do you come here often? The woman next to her asked with a sniff.
She's our newest regular,
Al answered, flipping a towel over his shoulder as he winked at Emma. She wasn't sure why the declaration comforted her. Maybe she was so desperate for a place to belong in the world that she'd grab on to any alliance to call her own. That's nice. The woman eyed Emma's shot glass. I'll have what she's having.
One glass of liquid, forget your troubles, coming right up.
Al stepped away to pour the drink, and the woman breathed out a soft laugh. Does it really work like that? The woman sounded so hopeful, Emma's teeth clenched in response. Hope was a pain in the butt. You'll forget for a bit tonight, Emma said, and tomorrow you can focus on the ensuing headache instead of your problems. She glanced at the woman's elegant hand. The fingers tapping on the bar sported a brilliant diamond ring, blindingly large.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?